This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Rockwood School District, about 30 miles from St. Louis, is seeking to help Black girls feel comfortable in their own skin. St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Listenby reports on how Black girls from St. Louis are getting lessons in self-confidence to help them improve academically.
It's Valentine's Day, and a group of Black girls at Lafayette High School in Wildwood, Missouri, are gathered again for another Love Project session. The project aims to help students of color feel good about themselves in a mostly white environment. All the girls are freshmen. They divvy up into three teams of three. They whisper and giggle as they pick team names. One of the groups is Pink Cake, the other is Three of a Kind, and then there's Graham Crackers. Facilitator Shantae Duncan stands at the front of the room in game show-like form, ready to ask the students questions about prominent African-American women in U.S. history.
Journalist and civil rights leader crusaded against lynching. Was it Ida B. Wells Barnett, Mary McLeod Bethune, or Merle Evers Williams?
This is the third year Duncan has worked with students at the Rockwood School District.
I thought that it would be very empowering for them to learn about women in our history and to realize that we come from a beautiful and powerful culture, and we should be celebrated. The girls should be proud of who they are and where they come from. They are enough regardless to which setting they're in.
About 1,700 students there are in the Voluntary Interdistrict Choice Corporation, or VIC, a program that buses kids to schools out of St. Louis. That means the district receives the largest number of students through that program. 14-year-old Marian Hassan lives in St. Louis. She says she loves the closeness the girls in the group share.
Because of this group, we're all friends and I know them, so now when I see them in the hallway, I can say hi to them. We can talk about our problems. So being in this group has made me develop friendships.
Hassan's sense of belonging isn't a surprise to Sherita Butler Barnes of Washington University. Butler Barnes studies how social-emotional learning can help Black girls excel in math and science. She worked with middle schoolers in the Rockwood School District over 4 years.
Racial identity is shaped by racial socialization beliefs, and so this is how our parents talk to us and prepare us for bias within the United States. And some of it comes in the form of racial pride, teaching about racial barriers, teaching about equity and equality.
She says besides parents, teachers also help mold a sense of racial identity. Even a compliment, such as, "I like your headscarf," could change a student's outlook.
For Black girls who showed a healthy racial identity, feeling like they belong at school, that led to higher academic curiosity.
Students aren't just improving academically. Rockwood Student Services Executive Director Terry Harris says he can see other kinds of improvements in students who have been a part of these programs.
When you walk into the high schools and you see these young ladies, you can point them out. You can see the I know the girls who worked with Dr. Sherita Butler Barnes, like the way they carry themselves, they're leaders.
He says the district strives to help teachers and administrators become positive support systems for students of color as well.
If we believe that racial identity is important, it can't simply be important in North County or in St. Louis City. It's important there, and it's also important in Eureka, Missouri.
Back in the room, where the Love Project meeting is wrapping up, the conversation has shifted from Henrietta Lacks, a Black woman whose cervical cancer cells advanced medicine, to boys, a topic that seems to have reinvigorated the room. I'm Ashley Listenby, St. Louis Public Radio.